And welcome to another episode of Banter on the Box. Today we are joined by Laura Cossa. Is that how I say it?
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
I'm still not used to my new second name.
And today we are going to be talking about everything penis related with your horse. Horse penis related, just to clarify. And Laura is going to talk to us for a moment about what she gets up to for work.
Oh my gosh, okay, so I am an equine sheath cleaner. Part-time, I go around the north of Scotland making sure that geldings, sheaths, have no abnormalities and are as sort of healthy and clean as they can be. Been doing it for about 4 years now, I think. Yeah, it's definitely a different job.
We were saying earlier about how it would be interesting to tell your mortgage advisor. Yeah.
It's always interesting telling colleagues at other jobs when they ask you what you do for a job. I tend now just to say that I'm a sports massage therapist and I leave out the rest. But inevitably at some stage they'll see you. Actually, our logo as well, my logo has on it sheath cleaner.
Yeah.
And I keep wondering if I should take that bit out. Because the worst part's when you're standing in a queue anywhere, like Tesco's garage, and you know fine well people behind you are wondering what it means.
What a sheath cleaner is. I mentioned to Steve today on the phone that you were coming to clean our boy's willies. And he had me on loudspeaker, and the guy that he works with in the office was just gobsmacked that...
Probably thought he'd heard wrong for a minute. Yeah.
It was like, you pay somebody to clean your horse's dick. And we were like, yes, we do. This is what we do to keep our geldings nice and healthy.
I think, to be fair, it is a misconception that it's about willy washing, which is what we get called most of the time. Like, whenever I walk in a yard, people will be like, oh, you're the willy washer.
Yeah.
Not really. The sheath is a large area, and that's only one part of it. So I think we have, as a team that I work with, we have kind of rebranded and called ourselves like equine personal hygienists, if you like, because I think that probably encompasses everything that we do. But yeah.
It's just like a big area and it's like a big sack. So much stuff can get in and cause lots of problems if we can't get it out. And a lot of horses really do not like having it touched.
No, that's true. It's not a very safe job. I will agree with that. Whenever there's somebody on a yard that maybe hasn't seen it done before, they're always quite surprised by how much risk we put ourselves at to do it. So it's exciting. Adrenaline certainly involved.
Like, I read a post on Reddit the other day and someone was like in the comments basically saying that they'd cleaned the horse's sheath and someone had a go at them for being sexual and then got their comment downvoted saying that it wasn't a sexual act.
Oh my goodness.
And that people that are not horsey, the misconception is that basically sheath cleaning is getting the horse off.
No, God no. Fortunately not. And actually, I regularly do stallions and it's dangerous because they're sensitive there as opposed to anything else. But yes, no, I mean, people that work on studs will do the same job. So when horses are covered in, they'll be, you know, cleaned off before they're used to cover. Or if they're mounting a dummy, they'll be used, you know, they'll be cleaned off as well. So to be honest, actually, it's something that's been going on for a very long time. But no, there's absolutely no sexual element to it whatsoever.
So just because I've mentioned Reddit and and the sexual element that is the misconception, I will start with a quite funny query from a non-horse member of the public. Now this is on the r/horses subreddit and it's posted by a user called Own Improvement 2002. It's called Strange Horse Encounter and they have put, I don't know if this subreddit is the right place to go with this question, but I don't know anything about horses and I wonder what exactly we stumbled upon. I will include some pictures in chronological order below to paint the picture. My boyfriend and I were hiking in the mountains in Georgia. As we were coming towards a ravine, we saw a group of horses. What was odd was that they were not really moving around or eating grass. There was also a stallion standing apart from them, closer to where we were coming from, which seemed to be eating grass at first. Pretty sure the group of horses had some foals as well. but it was a bit difficult to tell from afar. At first we did not get near the stallion, just taking pictures and playing with the dog that followed us along the trail. But then the stallion started to get closer to us, swinging its tail from side to side and shaking its head a bit. I don't know if it's worth mentioning, but maybe that could be important. Again, I'm not a horse person, so... It was also looking directly at us most of the time. It was then I suggested that we stand up slowly and start to back up a bit. As we were moving away, we also noticed that its penis was fully erect. I freaked out slightly and insisted that we not continue on the trail, so eventually we left. We saw some people go to the same area later and they also did not continue on the trail. So I guess what I want to know is, did we do the right thing by not going any further? And could something bad happen if we did? Did we stumble upon some kind of horse ritual which was protected by a horse bouncer? All answers are greatly appreciated.
What a shame. This does come back to the fact that if you explain what you do to just a general normal member of the public that doesn't own horses, the eyebrows get raised very quickly and they wonder what on earth you're doing. Oh, I don't know. I suppose there are specialists in equine sexual health. We deal with one of them. As a team, we have regular CPD opportunities with Dr. Derek Nottenbelt, and he is a specialist, and he would probably be the best person to answer that question, but it's more likely it's behavioural related than anything.
Yeah, but like, it was just a penis-related question to start us off.
I think the general public are probably terrified. I'm sure most stallion owners out there can tell us they do like to get it out quite a lot.
There is a comment on here, I'm sure, that said something about... He was bouncing his penis off his belly in a sort of domineering way. That's a domineering sign.
That hasn't happened to me yet, so.
No, I've never had a horse come up to me and bounce its penis to say, no. I am the boss.
No, I'm sure if men could do it, they would try.
Yeah. There is also, I did stumble upon a very dark Reddit page that was talking about how horses do masturbate by bouncing their penis.
I have heard
their
this
belly.
From stallion owners, actually, interestingly. I haven't seen it myself again. Wouldn't be something I would delve into, but I have been on yards where there have been stallions and the owners will report that they will... I don't know if masturbate's the right word, because I don't think that horses have the same emotional attachment to their genitalia as we do.
No, I don't think they do it to, like, come. Like,
no, but I think they... You know, there's a lot of nerves in that area, and I think they are definitely stimulated. But if you look into behavioural dynamics of wild horses, there are bands of colts and stallions that don't have any mares that will go out on their own, and there's a lot of research been done into that. And I think there's probably a reasoning for it that we don't know.
Yeah.
A bit like, anything. Probably never fully understand why they do it, but I've been on one yard where an owner did specifically say to me, oh, our stallion doesn't need cleaned because he gets out all the time and has fun with it, even though he's not used to cover mares. And
they still can get dirty,
like, they do, they do, yeah, but they were determined that he didn't need it done because they see it all the time, so
It's just a misconception, like, you know, we all have to keep clean down
there.
Well,
it's a bit of a bad design, to be honest with you. Horses can't clean themselves there. Stallions, because they do get it out more often, it is generally a little bit cleaner than geldings. It's not even so much about cleaning now anymore. I suppose quite often what we're doing is checking for any abnormalities.
Yeah.
Just because we're doing it all the time, it's something that we're used to seeing and feeling and understanding. You know, the most important thing would be to check there's nothing abnormal going on, so you can catch it, get in touch with the vet and have it looked at before it gets any worse.
Definitely, and I've got quite a lot of posts to read about different conditions. The first one I've got here is also from r/horses on Reddit, from username The General Wolf, posted 202 days ago, and it's titled, "Anyone have a colt with a curved penis?" So I've been doing a bit of research, and apparently a colt being born with a curved penis up for a young age is quite common.
Yes.
And then it, like, sorts itself out.
I believe so. I have heard again of it. If you've ever bred horses yourself, you'll have noticed quite often that colts, when they're born, their penis seems to hang out a lot. And I remember wondering if that was normal when my coat was born, because it was almost like you couldn't retract it fully.
Yeah.
But they obviously are using muscle to do that, so until they've got the full control of their muscle, it will sometimes hang out. A bit like with humans, it comes in all shapes and sizes, and it will swing whatever way it wants. So, I do understand that some coats, and they'll develop into stallions, and sometimes it will actually stay with a slight bend in it. It's not that uncommon.
This person here says, my colt Charlie is a year and a half, and his penis still curves backwards. When he pees, it goes all over his hind feet.
Oh.
And I've read that it's not unheard of, but it should straighten out. But that was talking about foals and weanlings.
I think I think if I've heard right, in some cases they can adapt the tissue to allow it to straighten up again, a bit like with anything. If there's a bit of restricted tissue, then that can happen. I suppose in the wild, again, coming back to what horses would do in the wild, those horses wouldn't cover. So they wouldn't be part of a band with mares because their anatomy wouldn't work. I would imagine their anatomy wouldn't work as well as it should because it's facing a different way. So it's maybe part of nature sort of restricting breeding programs within horses. I don't know. I have heard of horses having gelding scars that have restricted the ability for the penis to be strained.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think there's a kind of growing concern about now, is what gelding scars or scarring tissue after geldings can cause. So maybe it can happen to geldings as well.
I would think that surely if they're weighing on their back legs after a while, that's going to cause some kind of burn.
Oh, you get urine burn. Absolutely. I mean, that wouldn't be comfortable for the horse. And actually, you would wonder if, as we all know, horses don't like to pee on concrete very often. They're not going to want to pee on their own legs. So
Smurf was terrible. Like, if I put Smurf in the lorry and didn't put bedding down, he would hold it in and he would be dripping. Like, he would be holding his winky out,
it's
and
not
it
nice.
Would be dripping, and he'd be desperate. And as soon as you got him off onto the grass, he'd be like, oh, I can pee now. He needed splash back.
I would imagine that if you had a horse that had urinary problems, you would contact the vet very quickly. Yeah. I mean, anything that's abnormal, you contact the vet for. I wouldn't believe in that. Certainly not for it to urinate on its own legs.
Yeah. So here's another one from, this time is from /equestrian, username not found _75, which was a year ago, posted a year ago. It's called Weird Discharge from Sheath. Edited to add originally from the original post. Did call vet, she's not overly concerned, but is coming out to sedate him and clean it on Monday just to make sure there's no issues. Thanks everyone. So the original post says, hey everyone, let me preface this by saying that I am willing to call my vet. However, I know for a fact that I'm paranoid about my horse's health and tend to worry over things that end up being minor. So I wanted to see if I could get a little peace of mind here first. I have a 21-year-old gelding. I went to the barn to turn him out this morning and noticed that he had a thick, muddy substance on his sheath. Upon further investigation, it turned out that it wasn't just at the opening of his sheath, it was pretty much coating the entire inside of it. I rinsed it out with water and a little Excalibur so that when I go back up tomorrow morning, I can see if it's there again or not. His sheath is normally on the drier, crusty side. This is a little out of the ordinary. My first thought was that he isn't able to fully extend to pee and is peeing inside his sheath. Everything else seems normal. He's eating and in a normal mood and doesn't appear to be in any discomfort.
So you want me to answer what I would do in that situation? Yeah. I can't comment on what it could be. I'm not able to diagnose.
Yeah.
But so if there's anything like this happens to your horse, the first thing you should really do is phone a vet. And very often what they will then do is refer you to a sheath cleaner. It's not unusual for horses to, they produce different amounts of smegma.
Yeah.
So, and in some horses the smegma can be like a black tarry substance. Sometimes it's got a bit of grey tinge to it. Doesn't say what time of year it was, does it?
No.
So in my experience, quite often we get a increase of owners noticing the substance in like spring, early summer, because it warms up, and so anything that's been in there will have been a waxy substance to that point, and then when the heat starts to come, it will basically melt and it starts
to.
Like
Tommy's was that day when I was explaining about poor Tommy. Yeah.
Poor Tommy was standing in a hot day, got it out, and it was very wet
and
looking,
yellow, but smelly.
Yeah, but probably in reality that's normal. It should know that it's a discharge, but actually what it's doing is it's draining.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be a bad thing. My most common comment I get is that horses owners are concerned because their horses have got all this black tarry stuff on the inside of their legs, but that's because the sheath's been draining and they've been lying down and the sheath's been sat on the inside of their legs, and so it all ends up out there. Certainly in the first instance, if it's something abnormal, you phone the vet.
Yeah.
It could be that the vet decides to take a culture, have a little investigation and get in there. There wouldn't be anything wrong with you if you were concerned about it attracting flies or worrying you further, and maybe the vet couldn't attend that day, then you could give it a wee wipe with a clean sponge and some warm water, clean warm water. But aside that, I wouldn't put anything up there, wouldn't clean out yourself, just contact your vet, and then if they're happy, get a hold of your local sheath cleaner so they can come along and do the best job.
Definitely. This one is /am I the asshole from user Realistic Guarantee 30, was posted 76 days ago, and it is titled "Am I the asshole for cleaning my horse's penis in front of my friend?" I'm going to reduce this post to the basics and hope it dies down because I'm sick of people sexualizing my horse. This must have been a very interesting Reddit post 76 days ago. I, 23 female, have a horse. My friend, 23 male, was at the stables with me. I noticed my horse's sheath was getting bad, so I decided to clean it. I didn't warn my friend and he was freaked out. Since then, he has ignored me. Am I the asshole?
No, but I think maybe if you'd warned your friend you were going to do it, it might have helped. Yeah. I certainly get the strangest looks from husbands and boyfriends when I'm at yards. So any big yards that I cover, the owners always think it's really funny to have their partner there and not tell them what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And I feel really uncomfortable quite often because they'll purposefully get their husband over and explain what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you either goes one of two ways. You get men that are horrified and they won't ever come back again, and they look at you really strangely, or you get the ones that make the odd jokes, you know, about how much it costs for me to do them. So you do get used to it. You get used to rebuffing it.
I think Steve was just like, we pay somebody to come and clean our horse's dick.
Well, to be honest, I've always wondered why male horse owners don't do it, because to me, as a part of anatomy and understanding it themselves, why wouldn't they understand how uncomfortable it can be and how itchy and how disgusting that would be? So I never really understand why that isn't something that they would be happy to do themselves. And I know personally that my husband's horsey, and when he owned geldings, he would do it himself because, you know, it's just another part of owning an animal.
I hope Steve's listening next door.
And we banished him to the bedroom, I think, didn't we? Poor guy.
He's like, I am not cleaning a horse's willy. That's your job, Sam. That's your job.
I mean, to be honest with you, I've had worse feet to pick out than cleaning out sheaths.
Yeah,
so
there's not like nothing worse.
An abscess smells a lot worse.
Oh yeah, doesn't it just? The top comment on this is, I never thought I'd have to lock a post because people were sexualizing a pretty normal horse care routine. God. But here we are. So yeah, basically the general consensus to that was not the arsehole.
No, just a good owner doing normal husbandry on their horse, isn't it?
Absolutely. I do have lots and lots of other things, but there's some really
obscure questions, clearly.
Okay.
I like how you're getting them all out of the way first, all the weird ones.
Well, this isn't
like really putting me at ease.
This is Reddit. Okay, so Reddit, are you on Reddit?
No.
No, okay. If you ever want entertainment or to just realise that there is another level of weird out there, join Reddit.
I don't need it. No, that just sounds like a rabbit hole. I don't need to go down.
I read some of it and I'm like, do you know what?
You feel better.
I'm fucking normal. I am fucking normal. This one is from Our Relationship Advice, posted by user The Computer Geek 5 years ago. And the title is, serious, my 35 male girlfriend, 24 female, wants me to act like a horse when we have sex, and I'm not into it at all.
Yeah, I don't know what way they want them to act like a horse. I find that a little bit strange.
So a tiny bit of backstory. My girlfriend of 6 months loves horses, has all of her life. An additional seemingly relevant point is, during sex, she sometimes says stuff like, fuck me with that horse cock.
Oh my god. How did I get to this point in my life? Sitting on this couch. I'm sure this morning I had a normal life. I just want to point out to everybody at home, she did not warn me that this podcast would be in any way sexual. I'm clearly wearing very professional outfits.
Like, okay, no, wait.
I don't know who she thinks I am.
It's just that we're covering the full broad spectrum of, like, you know, everything goes, you know, and just a bit of awareness for people that were a little bit sheltered, like I was, for a long time, that there are people out there that do this kind of stuff, and this is, like... Like, I'm gonna get
you
into,
didn't,
like,
grow up in a city, did you?
No.
This is not abnormal for cities.
I will touch upon in another episode. I'm hoping to do an episode on being a horse girl and dating, and you can imagine the things that I'm going to talk about in that, right? But we are talking about horse penises today, and so yeah, like, there was a lot on here, and like, if you think this is weird, you don't want to see some of the other stuff that I found, because my word of advice is just look on Reddit in your own time. Just
Well, we were just talking actually before this started about the weirdest experiences that you've had as a sheath cleaner, like what uncomfortable situations can you find yourself in, yeah, because of what you do. And I was explaining to Sam that one of the girls in the team that I work for, she works in a very busy part of England and she does the job full time, was actually pulled over by the police just as a routine stop on a, you know, motorway, and they pulled her over and they asked to look around her car and they asked to open her boot, and she opened the boot and there were boxes of bottles of lubricant and boxes of plastic nitrile gloves. And then she also happened to have a very large dildo as a demonstration device when she was doing some educationary, like, meetings at yards. And fortunately, she had her uniform on with her logo, so the police officers were able to look at her and tell her to just shut the boot and drive on. Because yeah. They didn't want to know anymore.
Can you imagine trying to explain to the police, like, why you have a giant horse dildo,
yeah,
and lube
and nitrile gloves, boxes and boxes of nitrile gloves. And I think, if I'm being perfectly honest, and she won't mind me saying this, she doesn't look anything like a lady of the night, so no. Clearly that was not the intention of what was right. in her car.
Mr. Officer, I am so sorry. I clean horses' willies for a living, and I have to demonstrate how I do it, well, so the owners have an idea.
Yeah, like, can you imagine the conversations that went on in that police station later on between them over a coffee? What was your weirdest arrest of the day? Well, let me tell you about a car I pulled over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, okay, back to the story. So she sometimes says stuff like, fuck me with that horse cock. I've never thought much of it. I thought that was just a way of her saying it's big. But she started to take it further, and it's turned into a bit of a fetish that I'm not entirely comfortable with. A few days ago, she told me she wanted to role play, and at first I was pretty on board. But then she said, as horses. So I laughed, thinking it was a joke, and she took it the wrong way, and said she was tired, and then went to sleep. I thought, fuck it, and trying to make her feel better, said I would do it the following day. Honestly, it was okay. But very, very weird. She got so into it, and she said it was the best she'd ever had. And next time she wanted to buy costumes.
Oh dear. I've got, like, visions of those, like, comedy horse heads that people put on.
Yeah, like, that is
the guy in, like, underwear crawling around the floor. I just don't think it's for me.
And maybe do it on some hay. I told her no, and I didn't want to do it again. And she's back to being mad with me. So...
I think they need relationship advice and some counselling, as opposed
am
to
I the asshole?
A sheath cleaning visit, personally.
I think she needs some serious help, to be honest.
Yeah, poor guy.
I don't think that you could help in that situation. No,
I think it's something you would maybe tell your partner about in the first early parts of your relationship. Yeah. I think that's always a good thing to explore.
Yeah, definitely.
But have some relationship advice for them. It would be ask about fetishes. By definitely. The third date.
Yeah. Before you get to the bedroom and she goes, fuck me like a horse. Yeah. I can't believe we're talking about
No,
this.
Neither can I. Here we are.
So
where's the alcohol you promised me for coming round? I feel like we're lacking something.
Going back to the the dildo thing, right? So obviously I had to do a lot of research for this podcast to find things to talk about, like in certain conditions and stuff like that. So there were a lot of Google searches containing things like horse penis injury and horse penis condition and parts of the horse's sheath and, you know, things like that. So then I started getting these bizarre adverts from Temu on my Facebook. And the next thing I know, when I open Temu, by the way, if you're ever researching anything like this, delete your search history before you go on Temu, because I was recommended the biggest, very realistic looking horse penis dildo you've ever seen in your life. And I've just had to clear my search history because I can't cope. Just can't cope.
I'm sure if you sent me the link, I could send it to some of the team for their demonstration.
Exactly, they'd be perfect for that, you know, you'd be fine.
There's a use for it somewhere.
See, if the police ever get a hold of my phone, it was for demonstration purposes.
You'll have to show them this podcast. Yeah.
Look, I can show you, Mr. Officer, a full hour's worth of us talking about horses' penises.
No, really, there is a professional that cleans horse willies for a living.
Would you like her to see the podcast?
Oh dear.
Right, okay, well we're gonna move away from Reddit.
Please.
Firmly move away from Reddit. So this is on the Horse and Hound magazine forum. And this is from a woman, Lisa Daly 83, who is apparently a new user to the site. And she has posted, "Hello, looking for any help with the prepuital ring, is that right?
Could be. Prepucial.
Is that right? Okay.
I don't know, let's see the word. Prepucial.
Yeah, prepucial. Okay, we'll go with that. Prepucial ring being removed from my pony's winky due to being unable to drop his penis, hence urinating inside his sheath, causing terrible pain to the point we nearly had to say goodnight. He had it removed a few months ago, but has now started to overproduce smegma again. Has anyone had any similar experiences?"
Okay, so again, this would be something that you would pick up on a sheath clean. So if you were getting your youngsters done and checked by a sheath cleaner or a very good vet who knew what they were doing, this would be something you would notice very quickly. If you are not having sheath cleans and checks done frequently, as you should, that can go missed, and then as a result you'll end up with an infection. I have had instances where owners have not told me that perhaps a horse has things like melanomas, and I've gotten in there and found that actually that has restricted the prepucial ring,
yeah,
and as a result the horse is struggling to urinate, and they will have reported by this point that their horse is smells of urine, that there's like they're not really seeing the penis very often. By that point, I'll be referring to a vet. So
yeah,
this would be something your vet would have to deal with. But
yeah,
I would say if you are getting a regular sheath check done, then they'll pick on it. A good sheath cleaner will pick up on it quickly.
So just to clarify, what is the prepucial ring? What does it do?
I'm going to have to look at my notes. Okay, so I probably better speaking about how the horse's sheath works. So imagine it like a sock. Have we got a sock lying around I could have used, actually?
Do you want mine?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll use my own, right, because it's a long knee sock, okay? It's probably nicer. So if we imagine when the horse's willy is in the sheath, okay, it's like a little folded up sock, and it sits into an internal chamber in the sheath, and there's the external chamber, which is the part we can see from outside. When the horse has to urinate or forms an erection, the penis skin is folded inside on itself in this inner chamber.
Yeah.
What happens is it will fill and it will extend like the sock. such a professional exam. And then this will be the head of it.
I was
and basically
say, wait, I'm
gonna
get the horse
dildo. I know, we're definitely needing that one now. Damn. Should have ordered it from Temu.
I should have ordered it from Temu.
We could have used the sock. So this will now be the length of it. So imagine that, like, from the heel down is external to the sheath,
yeah,
at this point. So basically the prepucial ring, mm-hmm, is halfway along the head of the shaft of the penis, and it's just a part of tissue. If any part of this is too tight or restricted,
it cannot
extend
like
itself.
Yeah,
it just can't retract and extend itself. So yeah, it would cause problems. But like I say, you would pick that up in a normal sheath clean if there is any sort of excessive smell of urine, or if the horse is struggling to drop. I mean, most horses at some point in their life will be sedated, and normally when geltons are sedated, they will relax that muscle that holds it up, and then you will see it come out. So yeah, you would hope that somebody would notice that pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But yes, to answer, the pubital ring is a piece of, it's like a band of tissue that sits kind of halfway along the shaft.
Yeah.
I'll put my sock back on.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Hopefully that's the last time I have to use that for demonstration.
The next one I have, while you're putting your sock back on, is also from the Horse and Hound Forum, and is from a user called Pastry Chef, who's also a new user by the looks of things. And they have written, "My 20-year-old gelding has dropped and doesn't seem to be able to retract. Sheath is typically crusty and I often pull out beans, but now it is super clean, very pink and red, tiny spot that looks like it's rubbed raw or the skin has been torn off. He has retracted occasionally, but it's very unusual for him to drop and stay dropped. I think it hurts him to retract or something. Sheath was cleaned by a vet a few months back. Any suggestions?"
Okay, so again, in that situation I would be advising the owner before I even attend to get in touch with the vet.
Yeah, because, like, immediately.
Yeah,
like,
that's not like something you can leave. So if a horse isn't able to retract its penis, it's actually a chronic condition and it's very serious.
Yeah, like, it's urgent. You must call the vet.
So you would get the vet firstly. They can apply a cream, I believe, to get the, to try and encourage dilation of it. They will maybe give a muscle relaxant as well. It does sound like potentially if the clean was done by a vet, and unfortunately sometimes this can be the case, some vets will use things like Hibiscrub, which are too strong really for cleaning that area. It's maybe removed some of the good bacteria, dried the area out, hence why it's pink and sore and dry. There is a natural pH balance in there, so that allows the skin to move kind of fluidly. Perhaps
like women, we know all about pH balance.
Very like women, actually. Yeah. It is a different pH, but it's a very similar environment, and it should be that similar environment. So if you're scrubbing away with the wrong products and you cause an infection, or you cause the pH to come out of sync, then it can cause issues like this. But the first thing you would do is get your vet out, and hopefully a different vet from the one that cleaned it, if that caused the problem.
Now we go over to Facebook. I have done extensive research on horse penis conditions, and I have a lot of saved posts about, and lots of horse penis pictures. I'm quite worried about content on my phone at the moment.
It's not as bad as mine, trust me.
But yeah, so now we go over to Facebook, to the Horse Vet Corner, where only approved vets can comment on the post. I don't know if you are a member of that group.
I used to be, or I am maybe.
So this was only posted 3 hours ago, so this one's quite fresh. And it says, "Hello vets, sorry for the unsolicited dick pic. What is going on here? It's like this gelding has trouble dropping and actually letting his parts come all the way out. Pees normally, I have seen him extend all the way. Is this something I should be concerned about? I only just bought him." Now, I'll show Laura the picture, but I will make sure the picture is on screen for you to see as well, guys.
I mean, to me that looks quite normal. It looks like a horse that hasn't fully exposed the gland's head of the penis. Some geldings are just lazy. Yeah, some just won't. They'll just sort of pee as easily as they can, and they won't feel the need to fully extend and bring it back in. Again, if it was something you were concerned about, if there was secondary symptoms, you know, discharge, discomfort, kicking at themselves, colicky symptoms, anything like that, I mean, you would phone your vet and ask.
Continues, especially like for a prolonged
If it seems that they're not retracting their penis properly, or that you're never fully seeing it extend, then it wouldn't be bad to get a check done anyway. But no, it can be. I mean, I've had geldings myself that haven't even bothered to stop eating while they're peeing. You know, they're like men. Sometimes they just can't be bothered to, like, you know, make sure that they're looking after themselves. But no, that just looks to me like the gland's head of it isn't exposed and he's just been a bit lazy. He's maybe very relaxed. I mean, geldings, as most geldon owners will know, when they're relaxed or they're enjoying a groom or something like that, they'll quite often relax the muscle that retracts the penis, and then it just all comes out, and that's quite a normal process.
I've seen a lot of posts about people saying, "Help, my horse is, you know, swinging its penis around while I'm riding, and how can I make him put it away?" And it's like, well, at least he's feeling relaxed. But if that, again, if it continues and it becomes a problem, and obviously it gets bruised because it's hanging around and you're jumping and whatever, then you need to contact the vet to find out why.
I mean, it's quite unusual for geldings to get their penis out while you're riding them, because when the horse contracts the abdominal muscles in that area, that would hold the penis in there. So yeah. normally what you would see would be a stallion that does that, and yeah. most stallion owners would say that that would be bad behaviour and that yeah. they would discourage it. So that would be more about behavioural issues with stallions than necessarily being a medical condition. But yeah, I would say that if your gelding's getting out while you're riding, you probably need to see the vet, because that wouldn't be a normal
yeah, that's
situation.
Not a normal occurrence.
For me, certainly.
Another thing that Steve asked me actually the other day when Frank was trotting around the field, you know, like the, I kind of don't want to make the noise, like the groaning.
Okay,
like,
yeah, so yeah. that sucking noise. Yeah, yeah that yeah. strange sucking noise that yeah. geldings do. So.
And he was like, what is that? Why do they make that noise? And I tried to tell him it comes from the sheath.
It
and
does.
He just looked horrified.
No, it does, yeah. yeah. So there's a really old saying that people think that if the horse is making that noise, they need cleaned. And I still, yeah. to this day, will get a phone call from an owner saying, I desperately need you to come out and clean my horse because he's making that strange noise from his sheath. His sheath is squeaking, and so you need to come and clean him. Or I'll get there and I'll say to them, you know, I haven't seen you before. Oh, well, his sheath's making a noise. Well, actually, the noise comes from an air vacuum. So the yeah. sheath, as you know, is like an opening.
Yeah.
And it can be quite large, the area inside. And when the abdominal, one of the abdominal muscles is tense
yeah.
and lifted, it creates an air pocket,
it
a vacuum.
The air in, like...
Basically, as they're moving, yeah. air comes in and goes out. Like, yeah. yeah. And it creates that sucking sound that you hear. Now, rather than worrying about their sheath being unclean, you should be worrying about why the horse is so tense.
Yeah.
So I've said to owners in the past, you'll tend to, now you know that, you'll notice that the horse will do it when they're either being asked to work over their back correctly, they're finding it difficult, when they are uncomfortable and unhappy about work you're asking them to do, whether maybe you've asked too much of them.
Yeah.
If a horse is tense, I used to have a gelding that would do it when you asked him to collect in trot or canter, and because he found it hard work and it created tension through his body. So,
see, Frank was doing it in the field the other day. After they were all having a mad half hour, and
yeah.
obviously he was excited and yeah. they had their adrenaline up, so he was a bit
yeah,
tense.
He's probably lifted his back
like,
up,
yeah.
he's got a bit tense, that abdominal muscle's in tension, and then it creates that wind vacuum.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with whether your gelding's clean or not. The only time maybe it would be affected by cleanliness or abnormalities is if there is a discomfort from the sheath, and
yeah.
so as a result they're lifting that muscle to
yeah.
try and relieve the discomfort. So
yeah. And so if it's something that happens all the time, you really need to, again, speak to your
first
vet.
First, speak to a vet, speak to a physio or a body worker
and
who
find
can
find out
yeah,
why your horse is so tense.
Yeah.
See if there's any, like, environmental changes you can make that then reduces
yeah,
the stress.
Absolutely. It could be that they've got problems in their lumbar back,
yeah.
Which is directly above where the sheath sits. Mm. So you've got a number of tick list issues to kind of go through before you can rule out it being a dirty sheath.
But yes, I did liken it when I was explaining it to Steve, you know, a bit like... We call it, what do we call it? A queef.
I knew you were going to do this.
I'm sorry. Just so that people kind of understood what we were talking about.
Yeah, I'm not sure our listeners will understand that, but okay, yeah, that's probably exactly what you're talking about.
So, yeah, if anybody does know that term, then you've got it. That's the kind of sound
yeah.
that we are discussing.
Or you can Google it.
Yeah, absolutely. Google is a great thing, but do not open team you after Googling that. Okay, so moving on. This post is from South Muir Equine Vets, was posted on the 8th of July 2019, and it says, this poor horse managed to get the rug leg strap caught around his penis. You can see the damage where the strap was wound tight around like a tourniquet. Is that how you say it?
Tourniquet.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm really bad at pronouncing words. Very well to medication. And the second picture is a few days later where it is on the mend. This horse was lucky not to need amputation in the most scary of places. It never ceases to amaze the harm horses can do to themselves. This is more of a general awareness post about things like, you know, like
yeah.
straps on rugs, but I will include the pictures again, but that's,
oh yeah, that's pretty
yeah,
horrific.
That's
yeah.
not great,
yeah.
is it?
I've actually seen horses, nothing I've been to, but other members of the team have found pieces of hay that have managed to wrap themselves around the shaft and have been missed because perhaps the horse hasn't extended their penis in front of the owner and it has created a similar wound. So another good reason why really you should be visually checking your horse whenever you get a chance, because if anything does happen to get sucked back up in there, and actually one of the most common natural tourniquets is horse hair from a tail.
Yeah.
So if you've got a horse with a particularly strong tail or a thick tail, and in summer it's using it to get rid of flies, and it also happens to have its willy out, and a bit of hair gets stuck and wrapped around that, you know, shaft, and it gets sucked back in there, that can cause some serious damage. So again, it's just about being vigilant, and your animal husbandry needs to be really good with horses, because as we know, they can injure themselves with bubble wrap on them. Yeah, so just take a bit of a chance to have a good look in that area whenever they've got it out to pee, or if they're nice and relaxed, make sure everything looks as normal. And I always encourage my clients, if they're ever unsure, take a photo and send it to me. I'm never gonna worry about you sending me a photo. You're saying your phone's bad, mine is full of clients equine willy photos, but yeah, send a photo to myself, or even take it and send it to your vet, ask them to have a quick look, does it look normal.
Honestly, you want to see some of the things I get sent, like, on the daily, and I'm like, I'm a transporter, like, I really don't know how you think I'm going to know the answer to that, like.
Yeah, yeah. It's when I'm sitting at work in the office, and I ping on my phone, and maybe that, like, weekend, I've asked an owner to send me a photo of their horse's penis when they next urinate. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, it's just a horse willy photo from a client, and don't worry about it to the guys in the office.
So that last post just reminded me of something that I actually saw a couple of years ago, and so I've just searched this right now and found it. So this is posted by a lady called Jodie Hockley, and she's from South Australia. Well, talk about complete and utter first in all of our combined years of horse ownership and experience. Taking off all rugs today, being a gorgeous sunny morning, I went to take my horse Ian's rug off, and one of the back leg straps was caught on something. Thank God I didn't just pull the rug off, but rather glanced underneath him first to see what it was caught on, and to my complete horror, I saw his leg strap was caught on, for want of better words, his leg strap. Yes, he had literally sucked the rug strap back up inside his own sheath.
Yeah, I've seen
gently this. Tugging the strap along with Jay kicking at my hand to let me know it was well and truly stuck. So I called for help, and with both friends assisting, and lots of Vaseline and gloves, I managed to ease the strap back out from deep inside of him and finally get the poor guy's rug off. This truly goes down for a new event to tell in all the years we've had horses, like never have we ever seen this before. And it goes on to say, edited to add, wow, I never expected this kind of reaction to this post, and my poor Facebook is melting down. Trying to read and respond to all comments is nearly impossible, so I thought it's easier to add an edit for all. We appreciate all the concern and love for our very unique gelding who got himself in such a pickle. Just know his leg straps were done up correctly and tight enough, and it's a standard Australian weather-beater rug. He's just somehow got his member over the middle of the strap and sucked the webbing back in along with it. He was perfectly fine the night before, and this was discovered early the next morning, thankfully. And the lucky lad who has had his bits shared for all to see has no damage whatsoever, other than his ego. No swelling, no infection, is peeing perfectly fine and eating like the horse he is, with usual appetite. He is just very lucky we caught it early, and I decided to share this for the very freak occurrence it was, as with over 90 years combined experience between my husband and I, and thousands of horses through the gates of our property, this was a complete first for us both. Second edit, thank you so much for your comments, concern, and candid conversations. So many of you have made comments and tagged my name, and I just can't access them due to the sheer number of them on here. But please know we appreciate all of your comments, even if we haven't seen them, and have enjoyed sharing this very unique situation with you all. So yeah, and these are the pictures.
I've actually seen those photos. Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying, is that it's a really poor design, that area of a horse, and actually, you know, when they're relaxing and getting out, especially in a stable, and you've maybe got a straw bed or a shavings bed, or you've got a horse with a particularly long tail that is lying at a strange angle, it's not unusual for them to take things back into their sheath with them. And unfortunately, that then disturbs the bacteria in there, so you end up with it trying to clean out itself, and it can lead to further infections and things. So again, just another reason, I suppose, to get them regularly checked.
Absolutely. Don't ever just yank a rug if you think something's attached somewhere, because that could have ended really badly.
It's one of those freak things that happens with horses, though, isn't it? I mean, like I say, they can injure themselves in a padded cell. So I guess, again, it just comes down to good animal husbandry and making sure that you check your horse over properly before you do anything with it.
This one's got a cover over the photo, so it must be bad. Oh, yeah, that one is the horrendous one. Okay, so again, this comes from Horse Vet Corner on Facebook, posted by Morgan Wyvill on the 25th of March 2019. Good afternoon, vets. My family acquired this pony yesterday from a couple. Immediately saw he had a little swelling in his sheath area and took him to the vet thinking he had a few beans. The picture below shows otherwise. A biopsy was done and we are awaiting results. Vet thinks either trauma or squamous cell carcinoma. Again, awaiting results. Vet said that either route would result in removing his penis. My questions are, what do you think this is? How long does it take to develop? By the size of the maggots, can you tell how long it's been going on? And what is the quality of life after something like this? Have you ever encountered this before? Edit to add, Pony is a 24-year-old halflinger. And this is the photo. I hope you're prepared for that one.
So there will be a photo, I think, that I'll probably two photos or three photos possibly that Sam can share, which are from my clients and they've kindly allowed us to use. I've used them on my Facebook in the past for education
posts to read out, so
yeah.
We're probably okay with that,
yeah,
obviously.
That's fine. We're kind of jumping the gun a little bit, I suppose, then. But yeah, so squamous cell carcinoma, which is basically skin cancer,
yeah,
is not uncommon in equine sheaths, and we try really hard as a team to educate horse owners about it, because it's something that's very, very often missed. So while I'm out sheath cleaning over a yearly basis, I will probably find abnormalities that have red flags for it maybe 4 or 5 times a year.
Yeah.
Obviously I cannot diagnose, but doing it so frequently and having seen it in clients' horses and dealt with it with vets, I straight away will refer to a vet. I will ask for firstly for a swab to be done, they will then quite often follow that up with a biopsy, it'll get sent away. So there's a couple of precancerous signs to watch out for, one of them being papillomavirus. So I don't know if anyone's had young horses and they see what we call juvenile warts on the face. You can also get that in the sheath area. If that goes internally in the sheath, it can be precancerous, it can turn into cancer. Any abnormality really, any warts, any lumps, horses that are under sort of the weather. The sheath, I think we need to recognise more often now as being a good indicator of general health, and unfortunately cancer of the penis or of any skin within the sheath, it does never have a good outcome or ending. No. Most horses that I've dealt with that have been diagnosed with it subsequent to a visit with myself and then a vet, well, you know, 50% will die, unfortunately, whether they're put to sleep or they die before that happens, you know, unfortunately that happens. Most often, especially the photo that you're going to show, that would result in amputation at the very least. They can amputate the penis and create a hole similar to where a mare would have the ability to urinate. And
I've got a success story here from somebody whose horse I transported.
Yeah.
And I will include the video of them peeing as well.
Yeah, it can happen. I've had one client that I visited down in Aberdeenshire, and we found that the horse had red flags for squamous cell carcinoma, so I referred her to the vet. Unfortunately, her vet took it very seriously, the referral, and within 24 hours had visited the horse, taken a biopsy, sent it away. Within a further sort of 48 hours, they got a result back, and
yeah,
within 2 weeks, 14 days, the horse was in the Dick vet having his penis amputated and a secondary exit created, and he's still alive.
Yeah.
And the owner still to this day thanks me when I go to see her, because he had absolutely no outward symptoms of illness. He was well, he was ridden, he was competed at the time, he was a good weight, he seemed healthy enough in himself. It was just when I was actually there to sheath clean 2 of her Shetlands,
yeah,
and she just happened to have this other horse in and said, oh, you've not done him before, would you just do him while you're here? And yeah, I put my hand up and straight away knew there was an issue.
It's so lucky that she did.
Like, very, very lucky.
I actually transported this horse I'm about to talk about, and the lady in question was nice enough to provide her story. And she said, my lovely big Polish warm blood wasn't showing any signs or discomfort or anything apart from some excess smegma by the sheath and on his hind legs. I decided to get his sheath cleaned while the vet was out for his annual vaccinations and dental. He wasn't a horse to have it out very often, so I never really seen anything to be concerned about. After sedation, we discovered that he had some lesions on the penis. After talking with my own vet and a referral vet, it was decided it would be best to remove everything under general anaesthetic. The surgeon performed a full resection, which is a complete removal of the penis and sheath, creating a small hole that he now pees out of. After several weeks box rest, in-hand walking and several checks from our vets, He was turned out for a few more weeks. He is now back in full work and is very happy.
That's a nice story.
It is. And yeah. I transported this horse to the vets and back from the vets. And you just wouldn't have known that he'd had such a big
operation.
They adapt
so quickly to it, which is amazing, actually.
And I will include, for anybody that wants to know how this lady has kindly also provided a video of him peeing after his op, so we can see.
Good.
So I will include that as well.
It's nice to hear success stories, because so often I'm out and I'm battling with modern education and very old-fashioned values amongst horse owners. I still, on a routine basis, week to week, have owners tell me that you don't need to sheath clean, that it's not a necessary thing, or that we shouldn't be sheath cleaning, and that it should only be the vet that's down there. And that's always really disappointing, because of stories like this, where I know that at times I've helped an owner to save a horse's life.
Yeah.
For as many that we do, there's others where I have to argue with the vet to do more.
I think as well, people feel that the horse would be private about the area, so it's not a massive concern, because they would let you know if there was a massive problem. But that's
not
always the case.
Horses are stoic.
Because, you have to find these problems of the time with horses.
Very often, I was speaking to a client about this quite recently. I will go out to horses and they will have treated absolutely everything else and not have looked at the sheath area. So I do have a good example of a client who had bought a young horse from a dealer. And the horse had arrived in less than ideal condition, younger than expected, so I'm sure we've all been there.
Yeah.
A large worm burden. So after 6 months of clearing the worm burden, of feeding the horse properly, making sure that he looked at his best, he still wasn't quite right. And the owner was ticking off boxes, so she'd had the dentist out, she'd had the vaccinations done, she'd worm tested again, she'd had a nutritionist, she'd had the physio, she'd had the farrier, all these things. And as a last resort, she had myself out to sheath clean. And again, the moment I put my hand up and brought my hand back out, I knew there was an issue.
Yeah.
So we were then able to encourage the vet to take a swab and found that he had very deep-seated thrush in the area,
which is very sore. Like, as women, you know, thrush is something, it's not nice.
Well,
it's
took over 6 months for this horse's thrush to clear up, and unfortunately in the time he actually ended up with fly strike.
Yeah.
So I had to go along with the vet twice and clean maggots out of in the internal part of the sheath, which, as you can imagine, for this young horse wasn't a great experience. He had to be sedated. But if we hadn't had that sheath clean done, that owner would have continued to try to treat a horse for unknown symptoms. They just knew he wasn't thriving.
Yeah.
I understand now that he's doing really well and the owner's making headway with him, but very often it's the last place somebody will suggest, and that includes vets. They won't, you know, there's very limited research. Vets don't do an awful lot of training on sheath health, in fact none.
It's like eyes as well. Like, a lot of people will check everything but not the horse's eyes.
Yeah.
And like, back in December I was having lots of issues with Frank, as everybody knows. Yeah, everybody that's spoken to me knows about Frank and how sensitive he is and the journey that we've been on. And eventually I thought back to my days I used to spend with a horse that was blind in one eye, and I thought, Frank reacts like that. And I shone my torch in his eye in the middle of the night, because I'd just come back from work and I'd been thinking about it all the way up the road. And lo and behold, he has a cyst on his eye. And it's things like the penis, the eye, you know, these are the places that people don't really
quite often modern horsemanship, we're looking for big problems. So
and
unfortunately I do still think, and this is a personal opinion, so please don't shoot me down, but there are fashions within veterinary care.
Yeah. So
you know,
like,
it might be that
to be scoped for ulcers.
Yes,
that was the
yes.
thing.
And so suddenly everything's got ulcers when maybe it doesn't, or perhaps everything's getting its SI injected, even though maybe there's nothing wrong. So I do think quite often we just miss the more obvious signs, and we're maybe not checking everywhere.
I also heard of, and I actually knew this horse as well, but it was a friend's horse, and she had done everything, you know, saddle fitting, everything, you name it, and this horse was just bucking, bronking, and very, very unhappy under saddle. Eventually, when she had the annual sheath clean visit, they found an enormous bean, and the horse stopped bucking.
Yeah, I had one like that. Yeah, so I was out at a yard cleaning, and one of the horses, the yard owner said to me, the owner's not here today, but are you okay to add him as an extra? They said, we don't know how he'll be because he's under physio care. So we got in the stable with him, and I asked, while I was getting ready, you know, what is it the physio's treating him for? and they said, oh, he's got problems with his lumbar area of his back, he's been bucking the owner off, really unhappy under saddle, you know, it's kind of come out of nowhere, it's now been 6 months of treatment, they're not making any headway. So got to sheath cleaning and found literally the size of a large apple had been stuck in the end of his willy, and it took...
And they can get that big?
They can't, well, they can get as big as it'll allow, basically, yeah. And so he was quite a large horse and he had quite a large member, so as a result the bean was able to grow quite large, but I mean it was the largest one I've ever removed to date. I had to have somebody stand at the front of him with a lick, somebody holding a leg. It wasn't uncomfortable to remove it, but he was unhappy about us being there because to that point it obviously caused him quite a lot of pain.
Absolutely, it would be surely restricting peeing and everything.
Had to be, so we did, it took us a while to remove it and we got it out in a number of pieces because I couldn't pull it all out at once. And when I got it all in my hand, I took a photo and I gave it to the yard owner and then she sent it on to the owner. They were absolutely horrified. And in the meantime, that horse had been seeing the physio regularly, they'd seen the vet, they'd had some injections of steroids, and in the end it turned out he just needed his sheath checked. So I definitely think there's a correlation between beans and uncomfortable sheaths and
lumber
and just general unhappiness. A horse won't want to move if it's in discomfort from the sheath.
So that's pretty wild. Can you send us that picture?
I don't think I have it anymore. It's going back years, unfortunately. I do have lots of photos of beans, so I will forward those over and you can... But they come in all shapes and sizes.
Show you some amazing horse beans. Okay, so here's another one, also from Horseback Corner. This seems to be a good source. Hello, vets. I have an 18-year-old gelding recently diagnosed with Cushing's as well, that is scheduled for a full penile amputation due to squamous cell carcinoma on his penis getting progressively worse in the past 2 months. He has lived with it for over 10 years now, since I've had him, without many complications or issues. I would like some insight on what the aftercare will look like and long-term effects of full amputation. Is this something that will require daily maintenance? They say you'll have a hole that he will pee out of it from his abdomen. What did this look like? What about the flies? I can see many issues arising in the summer heat due to flies.
So, I suppose your video is going to cover that.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't personally had to deal with a horse post amputation because by that point they don't have anything to be cleaned.
Yeah.
I do have a strange story on one yard that I arrived to clean several horses and I got to like the third horse and this lovely little lady was chatting away to me as I popped my hand up into the sheath area and I about died. I said, oh my gosh, your horse is missing half of his penis, thinking, oh my goodness, this horse is missing half of his penis. What's wrong with this horse? And I tracked my hand and looked at the horse thinking, is he bleeding? Is something gone? Oh, and actually, the owner had forgot to tell me that he'd had half amputated the youngster. So he had had a cyst on it that they thought was turning to squamous cell carcinoma, so they had just gone ahead and amputated like half of the penis and she'd forgotten to tell me before I went in to clean.
God, man.
As you can imagine, I got the absolute fright of my life thinking that.
Where has half of his dick gone?
I was
how am
panicking.
I going to tell this lady that she's got a serious problem and needs to get the vet right now?
Yeah, I know. But fortunately, no, he was fine. But no, aside that, I don't really deal with post-amputation cases. And unfortunately, in the north of Scotland, it's actually quite rare still for vets to take referrals as seriously as they should. And so care is not always prompt. And owners are getting better at having me out, but we're still got a long way to go. So
this is actually one of your posts from your Nielsen Equine page. Educational Monday morning pick. Picture one, fairly normal looking, horses sedated for clean. Pictures two and three, evident melanomas. This lovely lad was booked in for a normal clean. When I arrived, the owner had been observing him straining to urinate, taking longer than normal to pee and making funny faces while waiting. He was sedated to be cleaned. It's not his favourite activity. While he relaxed and everything looks normal, when I investigated the base of his penis, sadly I found multiple large, hard melanoma. He also has an unusual white discharge, akin to thrush or similar. So I will let you talk about the advice you gave on that post.
Okay, so yeah, this horse had actually seen the vet. So again, when the owner reports to me that they need a sheath clean and they suggest they have any issues, the first thing I do is refer to a vet. So the vet had been out, they had had a little look at the area and didn't feel there was anything wrong. So they had happily given her a tube of sedation to use and said, if you're still concerned, have a sheath cleaner come. So I was attending. This horse did have melanomas in the anal area and also in the mouth. So the owner had told me about this, but she said to her knowledge there was none on the in the sheath or on the penis because she hadn't seen them.
Yeah.
So this was a really good example of where under sedation we were able to fully extend the penis and yeah. all the folds of skin that were there, and actually all around the base, all around the base of this horse was just covered in lots of really hard melanomas. They'd formed clusters, so as you can imagine there was lots of dirt and smegma getting trapped in between the guts, these clusters yeah. and he couldn't clean himself properly. I struggled as well to get him properly clean without disturbance. The one thing about melanomas is you don't really like to disturb them too much. My advice, following on from what the vet had suggested, obviously was to let the vet know that there were large numbers of clusters forming so they could update their records, took photos so she could send on to the vet.
Did they get removed or?
No, so normally you won't remove them. Yeah. And actually physically in that situation you wouldn't be able to because there were so many. Yeah. And you're introducing potential infection into the area by creating a wound. So we did our absolute best to clean it. I advised her if she was concerned that the vet, you know, wanted to take it further, I could come back a second time and attend with the vet, and it would maybe be something, for once, Hibiscrub might be the only time you'd be able to use that, but it's always under veterinary guidance and with them in attendance. I did suggest that perhaps she got herself a water-based lubricant and applied that herself to the horse to try and thin out the smegma that he was producing so that it didn't gather in the area so much, and again advised her to seek a swab from the vet to see whether perhaps there was a thrush there or something similar that maybe needed an antibiotic treatment for. Yeah. But really, again, it was a case of going back to the vet with more evidence of what was wrong. And then the vet was able to explain to her, you know, the likelihood of the melanomas forming elsewhere, symptoms to watch out for. You know, quite often if we're seeing melanomas externally, they're also internal. And as owners of horses that have them, you know that, you know, colic symptoms can be a sign that it's starting to go awry. Yeah, that wasn't the most positive experience for that owner actually, but she had noticed to that point a serious decline in his performance.
Yeah.
So this horse was actually ridden at quite a high level, and she had reported firstly that he kept stopping as if he needed to urinate in dressage tests, and she was getting frustrated with him, and she'd had a number of instructors tell her to kick him on and get angry with him because he was clearly taking the piss, for want of a better phrase. And actually this shows you that again we need to listen to them.
We need to listen to them and like if you notice anything irregular, like Smith had really dark urine and it was something that I was concerned about, so I spoke to the vet about it, but it was normal for him. It turned out like we did blood tests just to make sure there was no raised enzymes or anything like that in the liver, but it turned out that was normal for him. But it did look very dark, and the vet did agree with me that actually, you know, any other horse she would be concerned.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing to touch on. So I know earlier on one of the posts that you were reading out said that the horse had an excessive smegma production, and that was what made the owner think there could potentially be something wrong.
Yeah.
And actually that comes down to individuals. So like you're saying with Smurf, horses will produce different amounts of natural lubrication, and as an owner it's important to know what's normal. And then as a sheath cleaner, if I'm seeing my clients, you know, 6 monthly, I get to know what's normal for their horse. So I can pick up if something has changed, if the colour of the discharge has changed, the smell has changed, if the texture has changed, the consistency, the amount, you know, is it related to the weather, have they been on box rest, have they had antibiotics for an extended period of time, you know,
is the horse under any stress,
could it be that the pH balance has changed somehow. So again, this comes down to knowing the individual horse, knowing what's normal for them, and then being able to notice any difference and change, you know, which then leads you to do further investigation.
We're moving on to this one, which is actually a strange one. I've never seen anything like it. You might have done though. So again, this is Horse Vet Corner. It says, "Hi vet, non-emergency. I've just picked up this horse and I was giving him a look over and noticed that this is how his penis is." And I will show a picture, don't worry. "He was supposedly gelded as a 2-year-old by a farmer and he is now 4, rising. What do you vets think has happened here? Is he gelded and is this an issue that needs to be fixed ASAP? He isn't in any pain and can retract it fully."
Yeah, that would be a vet job.
Yeah, 100%.
That would really worry me. And again, that has to be in some strange part of country where the fact that a farmer's allowed to do that is worrying. Yeah. I know in some countries that's just what they do. So I mean,
the top comment on this is, "Hi Claudia, first thank you for providing a situation I have never seen personally before. Without examination it's impossible to say what is actually occurring, however I would bet that when the horse was castrated the incision was made too deep, allowing for the penis itself to then drop through the incision, path of least resistance, then kept the incision from healing. This is a great example of why non-vets should not perform surgical procedures. It may seem that castration is straightforward, yet any number of complications can occur rather easily, and some can be life-threatening to the patient.
So, yeah, it's quite worrying. We were talking about this earlier, weren't we? Because increasingly in the last couple of years, there have been sort of more frequent castration issues.
Oh, well, it's just...
Yeah.
I mean, it was all his fault. It was just one of those things that he had really large balls. And when they took them, the incision that they made was so small that it healed faster than it did inside. So it was an internal infection. But it's just
one of those things.
Frustrating, and then it didn't help that he jumped.
I think people think, though, I think owners assume that castration is a really simple process and it'll be a really quick healing process. And actually, that's not true. It's major surgery for a horse. So you need to know what your aftercare is. You need to know what to look out for. And actually, you need to take it quite seriously. Because
I saw a castration, and I've only ever seen two castrations in my life, and this one was one of them, and it was in a friend's yard, and it was 15 years ago, and the vet had the horse laid out on the floor in the middle of the field and actually physically stitched them up afterwards.
I think nowadays they leave holes for drainage.
And the only other thing that I can think of that's similar to that is when they have a window. It just drips.
It does. But I think, again, that's about modern veterinary care, isn't it? Yeah. So everything's constantly evolving, and our knowledge and research is constantly evolving the way that we deal with animals. And I think, yeah, it just depends. And again, it comes down to individuals, doesn't it? So each horse is going to have different sized testicles. They're going to have a different way of needing castrated. They're going to heal quicker. Some are going to take longer. Some might have secondary infections that develop. We were talking earlier about what to do in a situation where your colt has been gelded and then they become quite protective of themselves afterwards. So we had an instance today, you were hoping to get your young horse checked, but ultimately he's still quite fresh from his castration and determined not to let anyone near that area. So, you know, you were looking for some advice of what to do in that situation. And, you know, he's just young. So at the moment, I would hope that there was nothing untoward in the sheath area. It's a case of just keeping an eye on him and letting him get over his fear of people being down there.
Yeah.
I think I have a lot of questions weekly from people asking how early they should be having the horses checked and cleaned, and really there's no time too soon to start getting them desensitized to having that area touched. It should be like anything else. When you groom them, they should accept you being in there, but you shouldn't need to do a full, you know, clean to a young horse. Really, it should just be, again, checking for abnormalities and getting them used to the process. So if they have had a castration that's gone wrong, then the best thing to do is leave them probably well alone until they get over it, and spend a bit of time desensitizing them so that they're happy to be there again.
So I have an apology to make, because it was at this point, as you can hear, that the audio completely fucked up. So unfortunately, the other half an hour of the episode that we had recorded, you can't hear us, it's too echoey, the audio is too poor quality. So I'm gonna have to invite Laura back at some point to redo that half hour. Sorry, Laura. And I hope you do enjoy the episode up till that point, and that you still like and subscribe so that we can bring you more content, and hopefully we can get the audio and video problems sorted. Again, I do apologise, it is a massive learning curve for me, it is not something I've done regularly, and it is the whole setup is new to me. This tech stuff, just never done it before. So I am learning as I go. So we will hit plenty of hiccups, I'm sure, but I will get there one day, I promise. So yes, please like and subscribe and enjoy, and I shall see you next time for our Christmas Miracles episode. Bye.